Fireball Brady, episode 5. Welcome to Fireball Brady. I'm Chris.
I'm Handsome John.
I'm Matt.
Matt is not new to us. He's actually old school at this. He was part of the first podcast. Yes, the famous first podcast that was so bad it couldn't even be edited and reused. But he's here again and gladly joining us.
Unlike Ryan, who dogged us yet again.
Ryan is just a sleaze. Oh, I gotta go spend time with my wife. Right. I'm gonna cook dinner for my wife. Sure. That means you're gonna order pizza, rent a video from Blockbuster. You pansy. Anyways, one of the things we haven't figured out yet is, well, this is called Fireball Brady, and that's my last name is Brady. John looks just like Handsome Rob from
The Italian Job.
The same guy who was in The Transporter. So, hence the name Handsome John. Matt looks like a rabbi, a little Jewish fellow. Oh, maybe not. Matt,
that's almost worth making contribution for.
We're trying to figure out a nickname for Matt. And if you go to fireballbrady.blogspot.com, there's the blog, and fireballbrady.podomatic.com, that's where you can download all this. If you want to respond with what you think would be a good name for Matt at the end of this.
Ooh. I'm not going to go with you on this one, man.
You don't think the clients,
no, listeners? When they start paying, then they can name all of us. They can shave your head, wax your body, and do whatever they want to you for money. But until that point,
Okay, looks like I'm going to have to pull out the trump card. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are now back to being the Kingdom of Chris. Send in your emails to fireballbrady@podomatic.com, and you'll be able to help choose a name for Matt. I'm joking. We won't make that.
I was going to say, I'm not seeing no shaft card here.
the shaft card. No, didn't I give the shaft card to you?
No, you still have it.
Oh, I still have it.
You know, we're rambling. You're going to have to edit all of this.
No, I won't. I've said I'm not going to edit anymore. I don't believe in editing. Quite frankly, it takes up more time than it's worth for me, and since I don't get paid to do this. Now, if you guys want to pitch in, you can send money.
Woohoo!
And I'll edit. Okay, maybe I'll edit all the dead air. Anyways, if you go to fireballbrady.blogspot.com, on there is a phone number. It's a 206-202 number. I can't remember the rest because I didn't write it down and bring it with me. But it gives you the ability to call us and leave a voicemail. Please feel free to do that. We'd love to hear it. And if the calls are good, in fact, if you call us and leave us a voicemail or email us with a phone number, we'll actually try to figure out a way to set it up to where we'll call you during the podcast. Do this at your own risk, because we could be doing this late in the evening.
Anyway, and if you're on the East Coast, it would be very late in the evening.
That's okay. I don't mind calling. I got unlimited long distance. John, you've got some of our main things we're going to talk about today sitting in front of you. If you want to go ahead and bring it up, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Weekend Update with Handsome John.
Yeah, Little Rock, Arkansas. Three dancers and two employees at a Jacksonville strip club have pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. Wow, I can't talk. Short and long of it being that this gentleman, Keith Lowry, 31, went to the strip club and paid $25 to have the strippers spank him with an 18-inch board with holes in it. Anyway, the upshot being that they were the strippers and two employees there were all fined $100 each, and they had to destroy the paddle so that it couldn't be sold for profit. This guy filed charges, you know, I was abused, after paying $25 for a birthday spanking from strippers. What did he really think was going to happen?
If I was a judge, this is one of those issues like the lady who spilled coffee on herself. You were stupid. Case dismissed.
I was waiting for it to be on the Stella Awards.
Well, the thing is, because he didn't actually get any damages himself. It's not going to make the Stella Awards. But it's one of those things, it's like, okay, you're a 31-year-old trucker. We understand you're lonely, but come on. All right, San Bernardino, California. A woman said she still plans to marry the man who shot her in the groin and then held her hostage in her family's garage for 6 days.
This woman deserves it. They should let this freak out of jail right now and put him under house arrest, make her marry him, and wait for the gene pool to be cleaned up by at least one more.
No, because they'd procreate before they died.
They already have procreated.
Good call. He's right.
They already have kids?
Well, she does anyway. Tina Marie Stebbins...
But that was by the guy who stabbed her, not the guy who shot her.
...revealed her intentions in a letter released Monday as her boyfriend Christian Leroy Lindblad was sentenced to 20 years in prison for shooting her in June 2002. Let's see here. Part of her statement here that really I just find very touching. I want to tell all of you that I've forgiven Christian, and I pray Christian has forgiven me for failing him when he needed me the most. Anybody feel the need to cuss or throw up?
I'm putting a dollar into the cussing jar right now.
The couple was living with his parents in Big Bear City. Apparently, the two of them had a history of drinking and domestic violence and miscellaneous substance abuse. Let's see here. The time that Lindblad shot Stebbins, he had been drinking, at which point him and his parents, Robert Leroy and Shirley Royanne, decided to keep her in the garage for
his
about...
His parents, who are also known as his aunt and uncle.
decided to keep her in the garage and try home remedies for a week until this incredibly intelligent individual slipped up and mentioned it to a family friend who happened to be a firefighter who reported the whole thing and consequently got him arrested. Hang on, wait, it gets better.
This is how that conversation went. Joe, how you doing? Doing fine, thanks. How you doing? Doing okay. You know, life's a little slow. No real fires to put out. That's right, you're a firefighter. That means you're a trained EMT, aren't you? Yeah. I got a question. If you had a friend who was shot in the groinal area and was bleeding profusely, what would you do if you had no medical experts around? You couldn't take her to the doctor or something.
She was locked in your garage.
and being held hostage by unknown people.
By my parents?
Just hypothetically.
The father, 72, the mother, 62, both pleaded guilty to being an accessory to this particular crime. The father is sentenced to 3 years in prison and the mother to 3 years probation. There's something wrong with this entire family.
And Christian's
hearing
it.
Boy, that was brilliant. That was an amazing observation, Doctor. Something wrong with this entire family. That is insane.
Matt's observation's better. You need a hearing aid.
Huh?
Exactly.
I actually heard that. I did hear that.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
This is the thing, and this is just my opinion after reading this article. She's marrying a dude who's going up for 20 years. There's got to be some sort of angle. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that to keep her quiet, they threatened her parents and children.
Why is mommy bleeding? If you talk about this, we'll kill you.
No, no, no. They threatened. My understanding of the way the article reads is that they told her, if you talk to anyone or try to leave, then we're going to kill your parents and your kids. She's marrying him. He's going to be up for 20 years. That means that at the minimum, he's going to spend 10 to 15 in. There's got to be some sort of angle where she can get money from the state for this. That's the only reason someone would marry someone who's going away for 10 to 15 years.
Can you get married to somebody that's actually in jail?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You can even get conjugal visits in some places.
I've heard that. But can you do it in San Bernardino?
I don't know.
John has currently not listed San Bernardino as one of the nice correctional institutions he's been able to stay at. Other things in the news. Is there anything else in the news? It's been a slow week news-wise. However, the votes were cast in the general elections here in Washington.
I have walked through three doors with cigarette smoke still lingering in the air.
It doesn't go in effect for another month or something.
Damn it. People kept the gas tax.
Yeah, they're freaking stupid.
But they did vote down I-330 and I-336,
yes.
Which would have done really nothing for the medical insurance situation. Or
just make more money for the insurance companies.
Malpractice situation.
It'll be interesting to see how many places open up on the reservations.
Not that many. Not around here.
Well, not at this reservation.
Not at any of the reservations here in Washington State. The tribes, for the most part...
Not necessarily privately owned. I'm talking about how many tribes go ahead and open up a bunch of bars.
The thing is, a lot of people, believe it or not, and this is something... I read some economic surveys on this thing before I voted because of all the naysayers saying how badly it was going to impact the economy, et cetera, et cetera. No. When a person has their favorite bar 6 blocks from their house and they can't smoke there, but they can go 10 blocks and smoke, they still go to their favorite bar. They walk outside more often and smoke their cigarettes to pay overhead. Most of the bars are pretty considerate about that. They tell you, all right, here's the deal. You pay the overhead, we stamp your hand, whatever. You can come and go all night long as far as we're concerned. They keep their clientele. It's not really been that big of a deal. Most restaurants actually have seen most, Denny's, Sherry's being the most notable in the article, saw an increase in business when they banned smoking.
Oh, sure. Well, Denny's and Sherry's are both classified as family restaurants. Where you will see a change is going to be in the bars and pubs.
Thing is,
Montana
hasn't been.
Had a drastic reduction in business in bars and pubs when they enacted this.
That's Montana. Look at the population difference.
No, but it doesn't matter population difference. We're talking percentages.
The thing is, percentages can be altered by population density. That's a fact.
No. If you're looking at 100 people or 1,000 people, if it's 10%, it's 10%.
Okay, but 10% of 100, 10% of 1,000 makes a big difference in dollar figures.
If the average amount is, if they're 25% of the population of Montana is a smoker and 25% of the population in Washington are smokers,
mm-hmm.
100,000 people in Montana, 10 million people in Washington, one more thing they're going to take away, and then they're going to ask us for other things, and they're just going to keep going.
It's going to be like Prohibition again, only with cigarettes this time.
See, I don't think so. Because with Prohibition, alcohol, yes, people get killed in drunk driving accidents and things like that. But alcohol was not, it was not the public's call. The government said, this is what we're doing. As opposed to this time where we the people have voted and by a landslide majority have said, no, we don't want this anymore.
I have no problems with making any family-run joint, any place where anybody under the consenting age of smoking can go in and have a bite to eat or whatever. I have no problems with making it illegal to smoke there. None whatsoever. Honestly, places like Safeway where you have people standing out in front of it smoking, it should be their policy to say no smoking. And they should police their own private businesses.
Sure.
They should go out there and say, excuse me, I need you to go ahead and move on down the road. We don't want people smoking. Well, every single one of these places, still you're going to have cigarette ashtrays out front. People are still going to smoke out in front of them. I mean, that part's not really going to change.
Oh, but they
won't. No. First of all, they're not going to crack down on these people.
They will after they get sued the first couple of times.
No, it won't happen. People are already, there's a $900 fee if you're caught throwing a cigarette butt on the ground here in Washington State.
Sure.
One person in my life that I've ever heard of actually got nailed with that and had to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they should go ahead and nail every person who's ever thrown a cigarette butt on the ground.
I personally don't smoke. It drives me crazy. Every time I see somebody throw a cigarette butt anywhere, doesn't matter if it's out the window
there's
on the freeway.
An ashtray in your car.
Yeah.
It's called an ashtray.
Or when they're walking in the store and there's an ashtray right there, but no, they flick it
absolutely
on the sidewalk.
That just drives me insane. I hate it. Pisses me off. Angers me greatly. But granted, I've also thrown bottles and stuff on the ground. I've done stupid stuff myself, but the cigarette butts, that's the whole Smokey the Bear deal, you know? Anyways, we can go round and round on this one.
Thing is, and this is how I would sum up my point of view.
Sure.
The people were given the option, and that's what our government is all about. The lawmakers did not say, we're going to do this. Somebody got together enough signatures to get this thing on the ballot. The people voted.
Actually, it was put on the ballot by the legislature.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with people putting out signatures.
Okay, I'll give on
but
that.
But people still voted for it. Sure,
the legislator put it there. And the people voted. And the thing was until I got my ballot and went, I think it was 900. And went, I-900? What the hell is that? I hadn't heard anything about it. I actually had to look for stuff on it after the fact. There was no publicity
on it. I
heard
all about it all over the radio.
Really? I didn't hear about it on the radio. I didn't listen to the radio much. I didn't read about it in any of the papers.
Interesting, because I heard about it. That's where I got all my information was, you know, from the papers and mainly from talk radio. But anyway.
Talk radio is like a podcast, but they get paid.
Yeah, and they're really restricted. You can't say certain things on radio, but you can say in podcasts. But I don't have enough quarters to go through that list. Look up online. Go to Google and look up George Carlin, 7 things you can't say on television. And most of those you can say now. I still think it's funny that if you say something you know, against the president. Like, if you call in a talk radio show and you mention something about, you know, killing the president or whatnot, or threatening the president's life, you will get a phone call. You will get guys in black suits driving black cars coming to your house and talking with you. I almost want to call up something. I just think that would be cool. Really, you guys came. This is awesome. We want to meet you guys. Are you the one who called in the radio show? Yeah, it was me. We need to talk to you. Fantastic. How much money do you guys make? You guys make good money?
So we show up here next week, and Chris's house has been burned down, and he's nowhere to be found. We'll know what happened.
Our wives are knocking on the... No, I'm not going to hit pause. Our wives are knocking on the door. Go ahead and open the door, please.
I don't want to be on your show. I'm going home and wondering how you're getting around.
You're going home... You don't want to be on the show?
No.
Not at all? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Emily. This is Matt's wife.
They said you would do this to me.
No, but did they say I'd do this to you?
I'm leaving now with the car.
How am I going to get home?
I don't know, but you knew I was going to go home.
What time is it?
I don't know. Time to go home and study for my big test.
You haven't even been here an hour. You said you're going to be here at least an hour. Domestic dispute right here in process.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jerry Springer Show.
Can you take my husband home?
Certainly.
Thank you, John.
See you later.
I love this job. Is that really being mean? She would turn around and walked away.
Yeah, basically. If people don't want to be recorded forcing it on them.
But she was laughing and stuff.
It's kind of like telling people they can't smoke in a bar. It's really kind of asshole-ish.
That's a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
That brings to conclusion another episode of Fireball Brady. You can reach us via email at fireballbrady@podomatic.com. That's P-O-D-O-matic, M-A-T-I-C.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 206-202-0896.